Good morning, everyone. This is State Rep Francesca Hong, and you're listening to Sharp Elbows on Devil Radio. As always, you're welcome to tune in and then ask questions as well. You can call 844-967-2789. Again, the number is 844-967-2789 to ask me, your State Rep Francesca Hong. Well, actually, I'm not everyone's state rep, but come on. Feel free to call. Y'all, I'm struggle bussing today pretty hard, not gonna lie. I just got back from the farmer's market, which is now at the Align Energy Center. Outdoors, mask required, social distancing, so many amazing vendors there. It's still going on till noon today. So if you are listening, maybe make a pivot and head over to the farmer's market. I got a bunch of beautiful radishes for the restaurant, and it was great to see so many wonderful faces there, masked up faces, I should add. But yeah, head over to the farmer's market if you're around. So there is no Nada today. Our wonderful chief of staff is off. However, I am joined by the phenomenal, brilliant, hilarious, wonderful Kristen Bry, Bry Like Fry. How are you, Kristen?
I'm pretty good. I'm also, I don't know if I'm struggle bussing today, but, I went out last night. I just posted, I learned what a figling shot is. Do you know what this is?
What's that?
So we went to a, German beer house last night. We went to, Kegel's Inn, which has been in the same family since 1926 in West Allis. So it's one of the older beer houses. We did a fish fry because I now date someone who is very dedicated to his Friday fish fries. welcome back to Wisconsin. And so we went there and we were leaving and we see a group, including the owner, they're tapping like little tiny shot bottles upside down aggressively. And they're basically, it's like with an older couple. And we're like, what are they doing? And they're like, all right, you guys will do it next. So basically it's, you take this like little, I think it's vodka. I don't know exactly what kind of booze it is, but it's clear. So it's, you tap it upside down. And I guess it doesn't do anything to the liquor. I guess it's like to bring attention to yourself. And then the first person to stop tapping has to buy the next round. Then you unscrew it, you put the cap on your nose, and then you take the shot without using your hands.
That sounds acrobatic.
Dip into it and pull it up. And so that's how my Friday night was. How was yours?
I was also in the Milwaukee area. I received my second dose of a vaccination over 3 weeks ago now. So I went out to Milwaukee and was able to did some work out there, and then went out to dinner to a restaurant for the first time in a very long time. It was weird. It was wild. I went to Dan over in the Third Ward, and I was actually in West Allis maybe last week or 2 weeks ago.
I think it's when I saw you, when you stopped in at Settle Down and I'm on my way to West Allis. Yeah.
So it feels really good to travel, still like being cautious and being in restaurants. I find myself putting my mask up as soon as the server comes around, or just being really cautious, but also it felt like home again. Honestly, I've loved going out to restaurants and bars, and it felt really good to be in the space again. But your night sounds a lot more fun than mine was. What is your partner's preference for fish fry? I know I'm like really diehard.
He really, as far as like where, yeah. Which kind of fish?
Yeah.
I think he's big on cod.
Okay.
He got cod last night. I had the walleye last night. It was okay. I think I've told this story before, but so my mother's deathly afraid, deathly allergic to freshwater fish. Ooh. So I grew up in Wisconsin and never went to a fish fry. Went to my first fish fry upon moving to Milwaukee last year and dating this guy, which is the most un-Wisconsin thing and so off brand for me. But yeah, because she's there's ridiculous stories about her. And yeah, one of my favorites, there's two really good ones. There's one when she was a good Catholic girl in Wisconsin Rapids and went to a Catholic school, and the eighth graders were, she was six. and the mm-hmm. eighth graders were in charge of lunch, and lunch was, or like they served lunch, and lunch was fish sticks. And she told the eighth graders, like, I can't eat this, I'm allergic. And they like accused her of lying. So she stuck the fish sticks in her like uniform because she knew she couldn't eat it. And her entire body just broke out.
Oh my God.
That's number one. Number two is—
seeing is believing for some folks, you know?
I know. And then my parents have been dating since they were like 15 or 16, which is cute, whatever. But there was, I think they were like had a date night on a Friday. So it was like my dad had gone to fish fry and mm-hmm. they're like making out at the end of the night. And my mom's like, what did you eat for dinner?
Oh,
he goes, fish. And she goes, oh God, I gotta go. Her face broke out in ice.
Oh my God.
So now I am learning the variety of which ones I like as I'm mm-hmm. exposed to it every Friday. Of perch, cod, walleye. What's your go-to?
You know, I was always perch, but lately I'm a fan of bluegill if I can find it.
That was on the menu last night. I almost got it.
Quite a bit, yeah. And I guess our family really, you know, my parents are Catholic. So, you know, Friday fish during that season was pretty common. And now we're definitely into fish fry. And my son's dad's family is definitely like, you know, gung ho almost every Friday, whether it's at home or at a restaurant. But yeah, I think I used to be a fan of cod more, but I'm okay with the fish tasting like fish. And I think some folks who are like, I like fish fry because it's not fishy. And I was like, it's like the folks who come to the restaurant, they're like, this lamb tastes lamby. And I'm like, what? I don't even know where to begin with this. So anyway, I'm glad you brought up Wisconsin Rapids though, because Wisconsin Rapids, my geography here is a little bit off. Is it near Rhinelander?
No, that's the Rhinelander's a little bit further north. So okay. Rapids is like almost dead center of the state. It's about an hour north of the Dells.
Okay.
So it's like, it's close to Stevens Point.
Yep, Point, okay. That I remember, again, through the soccer in high school. But I wanted to bring up, you know, places that are not Madison or Milwaukee right now, because that's where our Joint Finance Committee held a lot of their budget hearings. This would be places where the public would be able to go and put in public input for what they would like to see stay in the budget. We know that the budget is a document of moral values and really how so much of our policy is shaped and where all of our funding goes to make sure that folks get the services, the agencies are supported where they need to be. And really it should be the people's budget. And that's what the governor has proposed. However, the people who are trying to talk about what they would like to see in the budget, we're seeing that, you know, there was an opportunity for folks to chime in virtually. The virtual budget session filled up in 20 minutes. After the link was open. And then the other sessions, you know, as far away from Madison, Milwaukee as possible. But we had folks, you know, show up. We had Dane County Executive David Crowley drove up to Rhinelander to speak how important it is. Yeah, to in favor of increasing shared revenue and the levy limits and making sure that the counties who also have to balance their budgets, you know, get the funding they need. We had, you know, I know here in Madison, a good colleague of mine, Nikki Vandermillen, who is a strong advocate for folks in the disability community, went out to Whitewater to speak. So people are passionate about this budget and they want to see a lot of the proposals stay in it. And unfortunately, my Republican colleagues are doing everything they can to really obstruct the people's voices and obstruct our ability to govern, which is disappointing. But again, they have normalized this. I feel like we're in a position where Republicans are normalizing, you know, blocking the democratic process and of, you know, ultimately our ability to govern for the people.
What I think is really interesting, I didn't mean to cut you off if you had more to say, but I would love to know, and I don't know if we have polling data on this or not, but, you know, I think sometimes to the, we'll call them a low information voter, it's easy just to pick your side and just assume that they're always right. Mm-hmm. And I would love to know how many of these people's constituents even if they identify as Republican, like if you actually talked about the budget and took away the labels of which side is promoting what, how many of them would be like, yeah, yes, that sounds good. Like we should, you know, like the certain things in the bill that just, if you take away blue or red is like, oh no, that does sound like that would help. That would help.
I think, you know, when you look at different Marquette polls, when you look at different polls that grassroots organizations are doing, the majority of Wisconsinites are very much in favor of policies that are in the governor's budget, whether it comes to decriminalizing cannabis, raising the minimum wage. It may not be 15, but raising the minimum wage, you know, decreasing the pay gap between women and men, trans rights. The majority of Wisconsinites, when polled, are in support of these policies. And I think the reason why we are so committed to wondering, you know, where Republicans or Democrats stand on these issues, and if, you know, if you were to take those away, would we be able to just have a dialogue? We are at a point in this country where being a Democrat or a Republican is directly correlated to, or directly correlated to people's idea of status and how you identify, like just as a person, not even your political identity. I feel like being a Democrat or Republican, or a version of whatever the Republican Party is becoming, whether it is a Trumpist, I can't believe I said Trumpist, but you know, it is so ingrained in who you are that it feels like even when we are getting removed from talking about policy because people are taking it like a disrespect to your own personal identity, which is very disappointing.
Well, and it's always
to be able to debate.
I know. Or used to be able to like, and because the thing is, I think it was 2 years ago. I know that we're going to go to a break soon, but I don't think that's also a reflection of how the majority of people are. Majority of people have a conflate where they stand on any given issue. Like they're most people are not all progressive or all conservative on the range of race, class, money, guns, cannabis, right? Mm-hmm. And they most people have a mix of where they stand on issues, but like our two-party system doesn't allow that to be reflected.
Right. Fully agree with that. And it's unfortunate because it is keeping us from being able to have, you know, better conversations about the policies and the issues. And it seems like now even saying like I'm issue-based is some sort of like dirty word, right? Because you have to choose one side or the other. Speaking of issues and conversation, if you would like to be part of the conversation, call in 844-967-2789. This is State Rep Hong. I'm joined by Kristen Bry, and you're listening to Sharp Elbows on Devil Radio.